topic. In one of your videos, you had explained Advaita, Dvaita, and Vishishta in some simple example.
Yeah.
Being like ocean and waves. Can you just touch upon that?
Okay. So these are the three standpoints of one truth. So one is there is only one reality. Now this is true. The question with that is that Shuddha Advaita will say that. Question is then if there is no reality of the individual soul, you're just an ego struggling, then who is bound, who is free? So Ashtavakraji will answer like that. None is bound, none is free, none seeking to be free. That's how it will answer, because then it means all this effort towards, you know, trying to become free have no meaning. That is the problem with Buddhism also. If all is an ego, of course they explain it in various ways. I am not getting into that. To make it short, if there is no reality of an abiding individual soul, then freedom itself becomes an illusion in the last analysis. So this, the highest truth is still that. There has to be one reality and not multiple. The next layer is, all this is before creation, in the supermind. So there are three layers of the supermind where this becomes self-evident. So the next layer is where ekoham bahushyam, one wants to become many. So multiple within, how does one become many? Supposing I want to write five different books with five different ideas. So first the ideas will be all within me. Oh, I must write an adventure story. Oh, I must write a love song. Oh, I must write a bhakti bhav. Okay, so all these jivatmas are like countless multiple centers within the one. So one and the many are together. Now, each of these will start their own career. Now, I have five ideas. I must write something on epic, which is about war. I must also write a love story. But actually, when I am writing, I can write only one. So, even if I write both, it has to be on different times. So the plane time space starts where each of these jivatma has its own journey now. It is impelled by the original truth, what it must become. So you can take, we can take any of these three positions. The last position is where there is multiplicity but no one. That is also a position. That there is the dvaita complete, there is no connection between the two. Multiplicity of soul is there, but there is one with whom you can, either through worship or through something, get connected. But otherwise you have to live according to the rules of the game. Ultimately Islam and all these are extremely, if you look at it, now what it has become is complete troublemaker. But you know, dvaita, that there is God, he has given the law. The only thing between you and him that connects is the laws through one human being, or whatever being. So you have to follow them, that's it. So that is the extreme. There is multiple souls, where, but there is no unity. But unity is there because you can't deny it, but there is no real link between the two. So there is both accepted. This is one position. Second position is where one and the many are there and they are connected. And the third position is where there is only one without a second. So different schools have come around them. They have different names, but that's not really so important. So there are schools which will, now frankly speaking, if we don't accept multiplicity of soul in some way, then all yoga and effort becomes infructuous in the last analysis. So Gita, Aurobindo, they accept it that yes, there is the individual also who is the term of manifestation of the divine. That's why the threefold vision, transcendent, cosmic and the individual. All three are one. The poet, the poetry, and the poet without his poetic genius and the poetry are one reality. I would exist whether I write or I don't write. Now when I get the impulsion to write, am I a different person? No, from within me this possibility has emerged. And when I write, actually write and express in different ways. What is Mahabharata? It is Vyas who is bringing out what is held within him. So if we see that way, they are not antagonistic to each other. They are three poises of one reality. But some people like to create a distinction. So there are doctrines which come very close to it, like Bheda Ved. Ramanujacharya has also brought this truth. So you can't say anything is unreal. Everything is real. Because it has a reality derived from that truth. You can't tell Vyas your poem is unreal. He will say, damn it, it's myself I have expressed. You can't rubbish it. But equally you can say, well, Vyas exists whether this is there or not. True. So human mind likes to put it as either or, but that's... So it's in detail in the Life Divine lecture series, which last, which I took was based, I think there, that's where I have touched upon this in detail. Yeah. Okay, so we have time if somebody, if there is a question. We have, what's the time now? 5:45. Ah, so we have time. So.